In this bulletin, two people walk away from a light plane crash in Western Australia's remote north. Labor presses ahead with plans for an integrity commission if it wins the May election. And in sport, the NRL confirms Anthony Milford is clear to return to the field. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Two people have been injured in a light plane crash in Western Australia's remote north. A fisherman reported what he believed to be a crash landing between the Ord River and East Kimberley Regional Airport at Kununurra early this morning, and police say they received information soon after that the plane was on fire. But ambulance personnel were able to quickly confirm that both the pilot and the passenger were injured but had survived the crash. The pair have been treated at the scene, with plans to take them by helicopter to the airport and then by ambulance to Kununurra Hospital. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has continued to defend a candidate he personally chose for the Sydney seat of Warringah, despite Liberal Party members calling for her to be disendorsed. Catherine Deaves has come under fire this week after her previous comments relating to the trans community, including mocking fears that discrimination could lead to higher rates of suicide, calling trans children mutilated, and comparing her resistance to trans athletes to opposing the Holocaust. New South Wales Treasurer Matt Keane has called for Ms Deaves to be disendorsed, but Mr Morrison says he does not agree the candidate should be dumped.
She wants to stand up and for the causes she believes strongly in, and principally that what she has been talking about is this very sensitive, but an issue that I know is spoken about right across the community of ensuring fairness in sport and standing up for women and girls in sport. Now, I don't share Matt's view. I share Tony Abbott's view. I'm not joining that pile-on.
Tony Abbott has praised Catherine Deaves as a tough, brave person and said criticism of her was a pile-on. Labor says its proposed integrity commission would be kept at arm's length under an ALP government and not politicised. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the agency would be able to pick its own targets as it sought to stamp out corruption. Mr Albanese says Scott Morrison, who promised to set up a commission during the 2019 election campaign but has not yet done so, is reluctant because of what an integrity body might find.
The reason why Scott Morrison doesn't have a National Anti-Corruption Commission is sitting on his front bench. The fact that there have been so many integrity issues raised against minister after minister.
The debate over the agency comes as research from the Centre for Public Integrity raises questions about $55 billion worth of government grants during the past 4 years. The think tank analysed billions of dollars in federally approved grants that it concluded were greenlit with little oversight by the Morrison government. To overseas news now, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has attended a massive civilian parade in the capital Pyongyang, celebrating a milestone birth anniversary of his state-founding grandfather. The reports did not mention any speech or comments made by Kim during the event, but it appeared the country passed its biggest holiday without showcasing its military hardware amid heightened tensions over its nuclear program. North Korean state media images have shown Kim Jong-un waving from a balcony looking over Kim Il-sung Square, which is named after his grandfather, as huge columns of people carrying red plastic flowers and floats with political slogans march below. To rugby league, and Anthony Milford will be allowed to return to the NRL at Newcastle on a conditional basis. Milford pleaded guilty to counts of public nuisance and willful damage, but had 3 charges of assault dropped in court following an incident in Brisbane last year. He will have to undertake a series of personal development and tailored rehabilitation programs and ongoing assessments, as well as regular updates with the integrity unit. If Milford successfully completes those, he can begin training with the Newcastle Knights, but he's not allowed to play until round 11 at the earliest. And now for tomorrow's weather forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 24. Adelaide, a possible shower later, 25. Melbourne, mostly sunny, with wind easing, 27. Hobart, a late shower or two, 26. Canberra, sunny, 23. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 23 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26. Cairns, a shower or two, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.